We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You're listening to Fitzy and Hart on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
I can already see the nerves on Andy's face as he listens to this song. Catchy little ditty that it was, is popular in the mid-2000s. Who put this song together, Andy? This song is by?
Sexual.
All right. Sexual is not an answer.
No, you said it's by.
Oh,
it's sexual.
Wow.
Who is it? I have no idea.
All right. Is that dumpable?
I'm deflecting.
It's already passed. No, Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like behind a screen, right?
Yeah, Feel Good Inc. Yeah, that and Clint Eastwood were their two big
songs. Do we know who they were?
I don't know if we know who they were. It's like them, Daft
Milli
Punk.
Vanilli.
Yeah. Well, it was Rob and Fab.
Yeah. Found out who they were.
Well, I think it's just Rob now, or is it Fab?
Really genius with the Gorillaz. Like, you reach stardom, but you can still just be Joe Average. Like, the guy next to you could be one of the Gorillaz.
Really the way to do it, isn't it?
Yes.
To enjoy thorough anonymity?
Yes. But like, worldwide riches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You can do whatever you want, and nobody knows who you are.
Exactly.
Yep. That's why I always, like, you could be Daft Punk. Like, you're some of the best musicians. You know... traverse all of these various styles, almost creating some of your own, play with some of the greatest session musicians, jazz players, rock stars, and at the same time, people are just like, oh, are those the two guys in, like, the Tron masks?
It's great.
Look like the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like, playing music?
Yes. You're not like Michael Jackson or Tom Brady, where you have to, like, buy out Disney to go for the day with the family.
Right, where you're just... like, George Clooney is like, I have never eaten in the front of a restaurant in the past 30 years.
I can sit in the front booth, I can go to the head of the line for, like, Magic Mountain, nobody knows.
Yep, just like myself.
It's like us, actually.
Yeah, there'll always be one, you know. I'm sure you probably get this sometimes. There's always, like... Friday night, I was on my way to the symphony, the Pops, for the live performance of Empire Strikes Back. Walk into the restroom with the two kids, make sure that they TCOB before we sit down and enjoy a performance. Oh, is that Nick Fitzy Stevens? And I got to have a little conversation in the bathroom.
Awkward.
I know. They're like, all right, hold on. No, you use this urinal, you use that urinal. I'll talk to this guy about Star Wars and sports real quick, and we'll just like, what a rodeo. And at the same time, you know what? I'm grateful. Thanks.
These are our people.
These are our people.
Love them.
Our people.
That should really be rule number one, though. No conversations in the bathroom.
Well, my main rule about no conversations in the bathroom is, and I agree.
Eyes up.
Eyes up. Exactly. Eyes up.
Unless you're Huey Lewis.
Number one. Oh, yes.
Then or I'm John proud Hamm. To say, look down.
Yeah. At that point, round of applause. Kind of like in Bachelor Party, you know, when Nick the D comes in. Okay. More to the point, though, Nick, yes, no selfies in the bathroom. Like, that's no. Like, conversations in the bathroom, like, a quick, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you, and of all places. Okay, I can see you here with the kids, whatever. All right, no selfies in the bathroom. And the cardinal rule you are never allowed to break. If you recognize someone by their shoes you see jutting out from the stall, you know what they're doing in the stall. Leave them alone. Do not start a conversation with anyone you don't see standing by the urinal, but rather you see sitting in a stall. You know what's going on in there. Leave them to their business.
I'd also say if you recognize them by their shoes or their feet, you are a creep. You're a psycho. Get
but
the hell out of there.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, they're playing words with friends.
Yeah.
That's what I do in the stall. It's a little me time.
Words with friends? Really? Yeah,
why not?
Get in and get out. Come on. Spend
well, first of all. I never get in and get out. There's always a process. It's a bit of a process there.
All right. This is now officially WTMI, and that's not our broadcast signal. We are WEEI talking Celtics, getting you guys ready for game two. Tip off tonight shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern, so you'll get to bed a little earlier than you did Thursday, but it was still worth it. No matter how tired you were, no matter how much Friday you borrowed to pay for Thursday late night, it was worth it. And sure, you would love to be up late tonight as well, hopefully texting your friends, celebrating, getting your Monday morning takes for game two ready to talk to everyone on the way to work, on the tee, in the office, Zoom calls, whatever. Let's hope, though, it's not going to be, can you believe the Celtics blew it, or can you believe the way that the refs jobbed the Celtics? You and I mentioned yesterday, and rather, wow, I can't believe they did it again. We're not being overconfident. Just have a good feeling about the game. That's all. And it's nice to actually ride those good vibes. We'll see if the Celtics can avoid the letdown that they have somehow sort of stumbled into time and again this postseason of, well, they really weren't disrespected or demoralized, or they, you know what I mean? Like there's nothing about this game, Andy, that says like, oh, I know, you know, everyone was picking the Warriors in game one. All of ESPN picked the Warriors. 75% of the country said Warriors in six. Or something therein. What is the Celtics' motivation this time? Like,
I would say the tone of the dismissive, arrogant tone of Draymond Green and Steve Kerr and the Warriors. Like, yeah, you did it once, but you won't do that again. There's no way you could do that again. That's how I would. If I'm Al Horford and Derek White in particular, like, I think those are the faces of the disrespect that the Warriors are serving up. I would be like, wanna bet? You don't think we can go out and combine for 40 again? Let's see. And we may not need to, because our other guy, Tatum, may actually hit more than three of the 17 shots he takes. Caller Nate was a little bit forgiving of how quickly Tatum realized, oh, I'm going to be a distributor tonight. Took 17 shots.
Still took 17. That's a lot of shots.
I believe it was third most in the game. So he still shot the ball. But that would be my disrespect card, is the words that I'd be playing those. Those would be in Derek White's locker. Those would be on screens that I can get in the hotel during the meal room, sort of what Kerr and Green and company were saying.
The disrespect card.
Oh, yeah.
The old, pick up basketball, like, let's say, you know, playing it like a schoolyard hoop. It's got the metal netting, whatever.
The chain, yeah.
Yeah, and I give you 8 feet, and I'm like, I dare you. Go ahead, hit that shot. And then you hit it, and then I turn around and go, it's luck. Do it again.
I'll give it to you again.
Yeah.
And then you hit it again.
Tonight is the do it again game.
Do it again.
Do it again.
And
you know what? I think they can. I just don't think they'll do it the same way. I think tonight the Celtics probably, I think tonight, not to fully turn into here's the game two preview, but I think tonight the Celtics play an even more physical game with Golden State. Because not only can, if you hang with them, let alone beat them again, but if you can really force your will on them and bruise them up a little bit. I mean, yeah, they got Looney. That's a very big guy. But otherwise, you've got the size. And you can be just as small, and you can be just as quick as them as well. Again, another aspect of the Celtics game that was overlooked by Kerr, Draymond, and the Warriors.
And the Celtics are physical. I mean, they were physical with the Nets. They were physical with the Bucks, certainly, and Giannis. Like, they're a physical-style basketball team, even though they're not huge. Mm-hmm. Even some of their smaller guys, you know, Marcus Smart is physical. Grant Williams can be physical.
One of these days, that man is going to break in half, by the way.
Which one?
Grant Williams. Did you see when he went over someone's back? Someone stopped on a dime. Williams went up for the rebound, goes over him, and then just took like a 4-foot free fall and landed on his back. Still got up and played. I don't know if they've got a Guerrero, if there's a Miyagi with healing hands in the back, or if he is just on like a lidocaine, icy hot Advil concoction. I mean, he's a tough SOB.
Because I do think, we touched on this a little bit yesterday, the Warriors, there was even one possession that I think Mark Jackson, they were like, whew, that was quite a possession when the Warriors, and they were like Globetrotters-esque. Like, the Warriors are nonstop. They move. They could tire the Celtics out. Theoretically, the way the Celtics are chasing them all over the court, cutting, moving, the rotations, everything. And sometimes the way you take, if somebody's quicker, faster than you, hit them a little bit and see what happens. See how they react. Oh, are they not quite as quick the next time down the floor if you're physical with them? They were certainly relatively physical at times when Steph Curry took it to the hoop and they got away with it. I thought the refs let the physicality play a little bit in that game. It'll be interesting to see what the reffing looks like tonight. We talked about that as well yesterday, that they stayed out of the way, and that was part of the entertainment value of that game. I hope they stay out of the way tonight and let them play. And I would not hate the idea of being physical. I think the Celtics are a physical team, and that's part of their style.
We have producer Nick LaPan doing an excellent job today behind the glass, efforting a little research right now as to if there's been, I'm sure there has been an announcement as to who is calling tonight's game. If it's Scott Foster, and I'm not here to complain about him, nor am I here to complain about the officiating. I'm not going to give you the NBA is fixed. It's all rigged anyway. This is going seven. It's a money grab. I'm not here for all of that. But at the same time, if it's Scott Foster tonight, Celtics fans, get
ready to be frustrated.
Because, you know, that's the league stepping in like, all right,
And I don't blame the league for wanting it to go split here, then go back to Boston and go seven. Like
Smithers, make the Celtics get frustrated tonight.
They're a business.
It is. It's a business. I know. And like, I'm sure, I haven't seen the ratings for game one. Do we have ratings for game one?
I bet we did not see them.
I bet they're good.
Why don't you Ordway that over to LePan as well?
How come it's Ordwaying? Or is it wrong? Is it so wrong?
To ask a producer to do his damn job?
Wow. I was just going to say to maybe make a couple of requests every show every now and again.
Do your job.
Wow. I asked Nick to just go to the right to a computer and type in something. Did he fall? Oh, these backups
disappeared
into a hole.
I don't think it's been announced yet, but people are saying it's Zach Zarba's crew again. So that could not be good.
People are saying.
Who's that?
Some have said.
Word on the street is, hey, have you heard?
I guess that's the speculation, but the official NBA Refs Twitter account has not tweeted anything yet.
Okay, but it may be Zach. Now, see, I'm unfamiliar with Zach Zarba. That's probably a good thing.
He's the one that was there when Jimmy Butler took about 18 free throws, and the game was about 3 hours long.
Oh,
and he was the one that told both teams to shut up and stop complaining. That's the game.
Okay, all right.
That was in the first half.
All right.
If he's telling them to shut up and stop complaining because he's giving them lots to complain about, I don't care for that.
True.
Right?
Okay. So word is it could be Zach Zarba's crew. We don't know yet. We'll let you know if we get official word during the rest of the program as well. And we'll see if we can get the research department to work on some of those other requests.
LePan, get the ratings. Game one. Thanks.
I'd like to know. I bet they were good. I bet tonight's will be good, too, especially with the hour earlier start time. Ah, look at that. We're having a conversation, and I'm late on trending. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Could you do me a favor, guys, in the other room? Could you look this up? Has this ever happened before where the entire division has been eliminated before they actually play the first game against the team that totally eliminated them by running away with the division? Because you may have that, right?
That's an all-timer right there.
It is a keeper.
Thank God we've got a folder full of Big O. Those drops will live forever.
NBA Finals Game 1, it was a 6.4, averaged 11.9 million viewers.
That's not bad. Not too shabby. And I bet as the series goes, and of course if it does go 5, 6, 7, if Celtics win tonight, you'll see the East Coast ratings will be massive this week, and then all of a sudden like it's going to become like coastal ratings, and then everyone else will be like, eh.
Those fair-weather California fans will turn to something else.
Yeah, and everyone else will be like, oh, I'm not sticking around for another Celtics championship, another Boston parade.
I'm here for that.
I'm 100% here for that. I want to go make another parade video so badly. It's been a while.
Aren't you supposed to want to make a trending?
Fine, hit it.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fitzy and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
If you're going to keep saying odds are this team's not going to do it, you're going to be watching another duck boat parade. Yeah. So get it together for the rest of us in America. Don't rely on odds are. And somebody else from New England would say, do your job. Come on.
Every series, Tatum has one game where you're like, Jason Tatum
you got
doing?
Your bad Tatum
and
game
then
now.
He gets averages 28,
yes,
30.
He already had that one.
So
And they won.
That's a problem.
Yes, odds are he's going to be better.
Yes.
Grant Williams hardly did anything from three. Odds are he's going to be the guy who does it if White doesn't.
It's weird. Watching Al Horford last night, man, I picked the Warriors to win, but something felt weird watching that game. Like we were watching a story that we've seen before, this old grizzled veteran who'd never been there
before.
You
know what they have? They have the feeling of it's meant to be. It's what it looks like right now. And odds are is not going to cut it with this Celtics team.
Rich Eisen on the show that bears his name Friday, freaking out about Draymond Green and what is viewed by some as his hubris, dare I say post-game arrogance, toward the Celtics and their hot three-point shooting and clutch ways at the tail end of Game 1, which the Celtics took from Golden State. They took it overall, and they took it from Golden State. They didn't steal it from them. They just went up to them and said, if that's the best you got, that's cool. We'll take this one right here. Game one, 120-108. I still can't get over, Andy, Fitzy and Hart here on AEI. I still can't get over the biggest turnaround in point differential in a quarter in NBA Finals history. The Celtics scored 40 friggin' points as Golden State stood around and watched. It was almost like, are you going to do something? You do something. Who's going to do something? And the whole time the Celtics were like, well, we will. We'll just keep making it rain threes the whole time.
Does it surprise you, though, that a team that we can't really put our finger on why they had such a great turnaround when the calendar flipped had such a great turnaround from quarter to quarter? I think they have a little bit of that. And I've said all along, some of that is Jason Tatum. He's a little hot and cold at times. Some of it's Jaylen Brown, quite frankly. And I am indeed the president of the Jaylen Brown fan club. He can be hot and cold.
Do you guys meet virtually or in person?
Yeah, in this era, of course. Zoom. Yeah. All okay. Zooms. You know, I send pizzas to the houses and everybody. It's
you
fun
do?
Little, yeah, it's a pizza party. Zoom pizza party.
Really?
Yeah, it's good. Maybe, wow. Maybe we'll add you to the mix with some IPAs.
Andy sends pizza. How about that?
Who doesn't like pizza?
I mean, everybody. Yes. Who,
it's the universal
kind of
language of love.
Free pizza. Next pizza.
Of course.
All pizza.
Like Tom Brady, the next pizza is the best pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get to Tampa Bay and then say that pizza is the best you've ever had and you're a dink.
Bingo. Thus ends the Andy Craps on Tom Brady portion of today's program.
I felt like I hadn't delivered on my, you know, responsibilities.
Your promise.
Yeah, you have to deliver a Brady shot per show.
By and large, you've been on brand.
I try to. I even got my hard-o short-sleeve hoodie on, so I'm ready.
We haven't heard anything from Steph Curry, really, or Klay Thompson, or some of the other guys. I wonder how they're feeling. Like, do you think they, do you think Draymond spoke for them? Or
no.
Do you think? No.
He doth okay. Not speak for me.
Because Steph Curry might be secretly, I won't say arrogant, I'll say confident, as he should be, because he's pretty damn great at what he does. I think he'd be pretty damn great at just about everything he could do. He could be on the PGA Tour if he wanted to be.
You know, there are a lot of people, I was actually watching a First Take segment, that believe he is entering into that, is he one of the top 10 players that ever played the game category? So you're talking about a true all-time great. Yeah, he should be arrogant. He should be more arrogant than Draymond Green.
Sure,
and he seems to be the face of arrogance for the Warriors right now. Even if they believe it, even if Steph Curry is like, yeah, yeah, nodding his head when he like, why say it? Why do that? Why give them? You mentioned it last segment. What, you know? What's the card they play?
Yeah,
Draymond gave him a card to play because otherwise
why
this
feed the
is
beast?
Right. Otherwise, this is back against the wall, home team. Like we are the ones that, you know, like that. But. No, you actually gave them a disrespect card to play like, oh, the great Warriors are going to now take care of the rest of the series. It was dumb what Draymond Green did. It was dumb.
If you're, okay, you see Jason Tatum doesn't have it, whether it's the defense, nerves, combination therein, whatever.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons, Jason Tatum didn't get it done in terms of scoring in game one. Obviously, the 13 assists went a long way in facilitating and assisting his teammates to bring home the win. Jaylen Brown stepped up, had a great all-around game, and his 10 points in the fourth quarter, the undeniable
ignition
spark that helped them lead the rebellion. Who's going to step up? If Steph Curry goes for 30 again tonight, I don't know if he scores 21 in the first again or wherever he gets his 30, who steps up for them tonight?
For the Celtics?
Who steps up for the Warriors?
Oh, I think
Jordan
Klay
Poole
Thompson.
Looked like Jordan Poole looked like he was like, whoa, no one's ever defended me like this before. Oh, man, I was used to such easy looks because everyone always doubles down or tries to collapse on Steph and Klay. What the hell? What is this?
It's Klay is the answer. I don't think it's fair to expect Wiggins or Poole to suddenly be the X factor, the factor back, as Merrill Hodge used to say, to change the series. Like, Klay Thompson, the whole running story is like, he's Mr. Game 6, he's Mr. When he's healthy, they go to the finals. Like, all of these aspects of Klay Thompson, and whether he's back or not in terms of first step and that, like, he's still Klay Thompson. He can still shoot. He's still capable of going 25 or 35 a night. I think he's the guy that if I'm a Warriors fan, I'm saying, Klay, I need a little more out of you. I need a little bit more if we're going to win this series.
Merrill Hodge used to always wear those ties.
Huge
giant
ties.
Knots.
Yep.
Ugh, drove me crazy.
Why? I thought it was
the
pretty
high,
cool
the
knot.
High button, the giant knot.
I like
just
it.
Just wasn't a big fan.
Okay.
But that said, I'll ask this. Tomorrow morning, are we talking about another tremendous overall team effort by the Celtics? Is it Jason Tatum came to play? That's what we were looking for. Or the Splash Brothers return? I'll get your answer on that, Andy, in just a minute. But first, looks like the Superfan symbol shown through that spring, summer sun. Wayno's in the house. What up, Wayno?
What's up, my brothers? Listen, real quick, you guys are always entertaining me and us, okay? So I heard Fitzy likes parodies. Is that true?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, well, I got one for you. It's going to be about 3 minutes long, but that's a regular call. And it's called A Day in Brady Land. Are you ready?
Well, wait, no. Wait, hold on. Well,
it's going to be quick.
A three-minute parody, we can't really do a three-minute parody right now because we got to
cut. No, I said my call is going to be 3 minutes. The parody is going to be quick. Just let me do it real quick for you.
All right, we'll do the parody right up top. Okay, go ahead, Wayne.
You ready? All right, here's the characters. Brady, what's his trainer's name?
Alex Guerrero.
Alex Guerrero. Gronk, Giselle, and the guys on the phone, Belichick and Kraft. Real quick. Boom. This starts. The door. It's Gronk. Hey, Brady, the door won't open. Brady in his mind. Oh, my God, why did I gut this guy? He's so crazy, stupid. Oh, because he gets you 56. Oh, yeah. Hey, you're doing it the wrong way, Gronk. You got to pull it. Oh, okay, pull it. Giselle. Yeah, what is wrong with these idiots? I don't understand them sometimes. You know what? I'm going to go and go shopping. Let me ask my husband real quick. Brady. Doing his workout with whatever his name is. Hey, honey, can I have $1 million so I can go out and buy some stuff while you guys are doing your thing?
Yeah, put it in there, baby. Don't worry about it. I got it. Just let me get to this workout. I got to get this workout, honey. I got to win, honey. I got to win.
Okay, Tom, go. On the phone, comes over the phone. Belichick.
Hey, Tom, you ready this week?
I'm ready. I'm right now. I'm with Guerrero. We're doing our thing. We're set. We got this. We got it. Don't worry about it. I'll be there. Okay.
I think we lost him.
Oh, damn it.
I'll never know how it ended.
There it was again, the console. Oh, man.
I'll never know how that ended or what the hell it was about.
Or how it started.
It's
the second time that's happened today. Sorry. We're going to get someone from engineering to look at that. I apologize, everyone.
You should. Wayne should apologize to everyone.
What are you talking about?
Wayne, I love you, but remember when I told you a couple weeks ago I don't speak Wayne? Yes, I don't speak Wayne.
That happened, and, you know, things happen. Yeah.
Love you, Wayne.
Love you, Wayne. Yes.
Bottom line, we love you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. And don't ever do a parody again. And maybe that should be a new rule for this station in general.
Don't ever do a parody again. Your parody has to be 30 seconds or less. We can't do full plays.
Jump the shark with the Rocky guy.
I don't know if we have
Brady
time.
Enters screen left.
We can't do Mamet or Henry Miller. It's really not a lot of time. And now Brady from Osage County. It's just not a lot of time.
Thanks, Wayne. Love you.
David in the car. He's probably been
better
thinking,
than Wayne.
Oh, all right. David, how's your parody going to be?
Hey, how you doing? So here's the thing. Everybody's like really criticizing Jayden Tatum. Jason Tatum. And I think we forget one thing. This kid is 24 years old. Most guys get into the league at 22, 23. He's been in it since he was, 19, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. And the thing is, this guy has better numbers than Kobe Bryant did at the same age. So is Jason going to be a top 10 player in NBA? Yes, he will. And I think that because we're expecting a Celtics fan, and I'm a big 86 fan of the Celtics of the 80s. Okay, so I think we're so spoiled what we had back then that now we expect this kid to score 30 points plus every game. But it can't happen. Is it going to happen tonight? I think he'll have a real good name. I think we'll be – I mean, a real good game. I think we'll be a scoring game for him.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think we overlook that he's a very talented player. And to be a talented player and to be a top 10 NBA, top 5, you don't have to score 40 points a game every game. You have to be a team player. That's what he is. He's a team player. And he gets overlooked.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jason Tatum gets overlooked. I would probably take the flip side of that coin, and I haven't heard a lot of criticism about him. In fact, every column I read coming out of the game when he went 3 of 17 was sort of glorifying him for finding ways to get others involved, and it was a huge step in his maturation and all of these things. He is a very talented player. We've been told that since the day he arrived. Actually, he was more talented than the production we were seeing, and people were saying, wait till you see him ascend to like a certain level. And I don't think it's unfair to expect your best player, and David said he's going to be a top 10 player. Well, he's all NBA. That's five.
Technically, he's already a top five.
Yeah, and I don't think it's unfair to say, I expect those guys to not go 3 of 17 in game 1 of the NBA Finals. Like, I pay you. I give you a max contract. I say you're the greatest. I'm going to promote you as our best player. It's Tatum's team. I think in return for that, you shouldn't go 3-for-17 in game one. I'm sorry.
I think we can all agree on a lot of things. I'm not even going to bother running down the list of all those things, including maybe...
Show's awesome.
This show's the best.
Okay. Wayne, not great.
Wait, great caller. Love the loyalty and passion. Just a little bit of a...
Swing and a miss. Swing and a pop.
It happens to all of us. You know, like, bad parodies are kind of like, you know, neighbors, taxes, and blank holes. We've all got them.
Fitzy, what?
Don't you even... but I do want to, we all can agree, I think Jason Tatum's going to probably bounce back, have a better game. But
oh yeah, I'd love to put money on it. If I were in a state where I could, I'd take the over on Tatum's points.
I'm now hung up on this idea, or this question rather. Do the Celtics, or will the Celtics, force it to Tatum tonight because they really know, like, we got to get you involved, we got to get you in rhythm, we got to get you scoring early, we got to get you going, no matter what Golden State tries to put on you in terms of defense. They double them all night long, whatever. Do the Celtics really try to get Tatum going tonight? Or do they just play another game of take whatever Golden State gives them?
Well,
to think the Celtics could win this series without any significant Jason Tatum games would be more mind-blowing to me than the turnaround they orchestrated from January 1st to today.
Where he's some sort of just, we're going to let you double-team him because we actually want you to do that because we think our supporting cast will win the game, that kind of a series.
Exactamundo.
Decoy Jason Tatum, for example. No, I think he's going to look to get going. I don't know if they'll, quote-unquote, look to get him going. I think he will look to get himself going and at least test the waters of, can I actually hit shots tonight, or is it going to be a lot like the other night where I miss everything, some of it's by significant measures? I would go back to that Jaylen Brown game two, where he came in, had the 25 points in the first half, and everybody was like, he was locked in. We saw it in pregame warmups. Like, JB, we were kind of get out of the way. Even Tatum said, I would have bet money he was going to have a big game. Like, are we going to see that Tatum? I've come to be interested in Tatum's wardrobe / pregame / like how he's carrying himself into these games.
Wasn't really feeling his pregame wardrobe before game one, to be honest.
So now I'm wondering, what does he wear tonight?
Looks like something Two-Face would have worn.
Is there a Kobe something reference? Is there a Jordan reference? We've seen those along the way. The Jordan kissing and hugging the Larry O'Brien trophy in the Heat series. Are we going to see that? I would bet yes. Keep an eye out for the Twittersphere when you see what Jason Tatum is wearing entering the Chase Center, or what he brings to the court with him, if there's some, you know, the Kobe armband type thing, because I like that. That means he's dialed in and he wants the focus, he wants the tension, he wants the smoke, as the kids would say from the Warriors. You will get that tonight.
See, if I'm Jason Tatum tonight, I come in dressed maybe I'm either wearing all black, like Man in Black. I'm going
Johnny
Cash.
We're here for a funeral and it's yours.
Or I'd come in dressed like John Wick. Just give me a nice traditional expensive Italian black suit, crisp white shirt,
Nope. Skinny
black tie, just like
shorts.
I am here, yeah, and shorts.
Well, I mean, you remember Scary Terry had the suit that was a shorts suit. Mm-hmm. He could wear that because it's going to be shorts.
Yeah,
he's going to wear shorts today. You want to bet?
All right,
he will wear shorts. Let's bet a lunch on it, a fillet of fish.
Let's bet a fillet of fish. A fillet of fish has officially been bet on Jason Tatum, pants or shorts?
Shorts. And then a significant and notable top. Yes, I'm calling it a top.
I want that John Wick look. I want to just come in. I am here tonight to execute business.
Nope.
And the business happens to be being a stone cold killer. Nick's in Wormtown. He wants to talk Seas Warriors. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Listen, I don't know if I'm just being hard-headed. I'm flipping through the channels on television. Am I wrong to think these Ukrainian men have no business on a soccer field when their civilians are fighting a war and dying every day?
Actually, the game is on to my immediate right as well right now. I was a little surprised to see that, but no, I don't believe so.
You don't think it's...
I honestly don't think it's a bad look. In fact, actually, to give people a distraction for the morale boost, it may be, hey, I know we're involved in this conflict. We didn't start it. No, actually, I find it rather... I think if I take a minute to sit back on it with proper perspective in place, I find it uplifting.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. See, I can't speak that well, so I can't make sense of it. Listen, if
if Smart goes out there and has a game like he just had, is he going to be the number one guy? Are we going to look at him as though he's one and the rest are 2, 3, 4, and 5?
Absolutely not. There is no chance we will ever look at Marcus Smart as number one.
Oh, I never – okay. I haven't followed him that closely to understand why people have don't seem to have too much respect for him. But I thought after his performance the other night and a few games before – that he's earning that right, because, I mean, Tatum goes out, he's turning. Is it true he's had 70 turnovers in 3 series? Was that an exaggeration? Is that correct?
That actually sounds about correct, Nick.
In 3 series. Tatum. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, Nick.
I appreciate you calling in, and
That was an interesting call.
I appreciate that, too. Diverse. We've had a whole diversity. In this break alone, we've had some really sharp calls. We had
Wayne.
Wayno's parody. Actually, our friends at John Sewer just helped us come in and flush.
Yeah, that needed flushing. That one wouldn't go down.
Oh, God bless you, Wayno. I really do. Don't be mad. Call next weekend.
And we're not hating on Marcus Smart.
No, we are absolutely not. But I also don't want him to be the leading scorer.
No, and they're not at their best. They're at their best when he's a defensive player, a distributor. If you can get him up around 8, 9, 10 assists, mm-hmm. I love that Celtics basketball.
All right, let me give you this. I'm going to throw this out there. Then I'm going to read a sponsor. We're going to go to break, and then people are going to call and give us some thoughts back. Ready?
Love it.
Marcus Smart tonight, 16 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. The Celtics?
Do you really want my answer? Win.
Oh!
I'll tell you on the other side, because I said my twin brother may join us on the phone.
You're supposed to hold it. It's a big market tease, you knucklehead. All this NBA Finals coverage is brought to you by, of course, our friends at John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow, Massimo Zanetti Coffee, where they champion every step of the coffee experience, and by East Coast Metal Roofing. Act now and save 10% during their Beat the Heat savings event. We will be back with some more of your calls, more Game 2 previews. Mego from San Francisco, top of the 2 o'clock hour. This is Fitzy and Hart on EEI.
Right back to it. Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Closing in on 2 o'clock. Wrapping up the third hour of 4 here on Fitzy and Hart. Megan Ottolini from MFM joins us. Top of the hour from San Francisco. Curious if Mego has been able to get a little word from practice, maybe get a new pulse of the people out there. I know she's been doing the Lord's work, or at least just grinding, doing hits and spots, thanks to our friends at,
working hard.
Yes. That's
why are you explaining yourself?
All right, just there was...
You're in his head, I think.
I definitely am. I didn't do anything, and now he's like...
No, I say grinding, and then you make one of those faces like, oh, how could you? She's a fine, upstanding
like
young
R.
lady.
Kelly?
I don't see nothing wrong. No, actually, there's not a single person listening that thought that, Andy.
I like R. Kelly.
Good.
12
you know what? That makes perfect sense to me.
That was a solid CD back
it's
in
a
like
dangerous thing
middle
to say,
school.
Though. It's a dangerous thing to say.
You got to separate the artist from the art.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, I can sort of feel that in so much as like I've heard from just countless people how great Top Gun 2 is, right?
Yes, everybody raves about
raving.
It.
Raving. Going to go see it this week. Take the older son. Going to have already looking forward to it. Can't wait. Love the first one. Heard this one's even better.
Yep.
A lot of people, though, don't want to go see it, even though he is kind of really like the last movie star, because they have these feelings about Tom Cruise. Weirdo, psycho, nut job, Scientology, etc. My whole theory is as long as you entertain me, whatever it is that you do, as long as it's not like legitimately criminal. You're a weirdo, you want to pray to your alien gods in a volcano underwater in the middle of the Pacific, Xenu, Scientology, whatever. Fine. Entertain me, I'm fine. That thing you do, like Tom Brady's bizarre, eating foods named after the Pitt Jolie kids, all of his Stretch Armstrong science, whatever, that's fine. Did he win when he was here? Yep.
Yep.
Was he fun off the field in the last couple of years here?
Nope.
And has he become super fun elsewhere, kind of infuriating us? Absolutely. But you know what? He won when he was here. That's all that matters.
Did you say that Tom Cruise is the last movie star?
I think he's legitimately the last great movie star.
I think The Rock is in the hall waiting to speak with you.
What's the last movie The Rock made? Yeah, of course, he's a giant, major box office
star. First of all, he's a giant.
He's a giant human being.
He is absolutely...
Almost to a point now where it's like, no one else looks like you. You don't have to literally have, like, your neck veins don't need muscles.
And I would question his supplementation. I'm not going to lie.
I would too. Same stuff that Stallone takes when he's like, it's Expendables 4.
No question.
No, it's really personal.
And I've never, like, people never lump the movie stars in with, like, bodybuilders or athletes. Like, everybody talks about those guys juicing, and no one seems to care when movie stars are just freakishly, because what is The Rock's new movie? It's a Marvel, he's a superhero.
Oh, Black Adam.
Black Adam. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everybody's going to watch it, love it, because he is... lovable. I mean, there's mm-hmm. the reality is that guy has it. He has the it factor oozing out all of his orifices.
The funny thing is, my favorite Rock movie was his first action movie, The Rundown.
Tremendous.
Great rewatch.
Very good.
If that's ever on HBO, Cinemax, Epic, Stars, the Weather Channel, the Roku Channel, the French Channel, whatever. English Channel. I meant to say English Channel. That would have been a better end to the joke. Watch it. It's so good. Sean William Scott, Christopher Walken, The Rock. And because it doesn't have, like, buildings on fire, it doesn't have submarines bursting through Arctic ice shelves going after cars. Like, it's just an action movie with practical stunts and some one-liners.
But he is definitely a movie star.
He is, but he hasn't had a movie that's, A, been great, and, B, like, crushed at the box office in a little while. Probably because... either reached peak Rock, or we could be in the midst of Rock oversaturation.
Did the Fast and Furious ones that he's in not do
I don't
well?
Think Hobbs and Shaw really like...
Well, that was the spinoff. He was in, like, Fast and
that's
Furious
what
9
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, but that's actually... I was saying that's like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I still think he is a massive movie star, and I'm guessing this Black Adam will do
that'll
really
probably.
Well.
Red
and,
Notice didn't do it for you?
Not really.
Didn't care for that.
Awful
but that's
movie.
That's
was
a different
bad.
World. That was
didn't
that was
even
a Netflix
watch
only, right? That was
yeah,
a, was that was a streaming
only.
Film.
Ryan Reynolds had several like big budget movies go directly to
and
Netflix.
Ryan Reynolds played Ryan Reynolds in every single one of them.
And what else is he capable? Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds in that in Red Notice. In all these movies, Ryan Reynolds plays Ryan Reynolds. Now it happens to be that Ryan Reynolds is charming, smarmy, schmarming, if you will.
Sure.
Good looking action star.
But I think The Rock, I mean, didn't he revive some of those franchises? Like between the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, for sure.
What's that other one? The Mummy King or whatever?
Yeah.
Like he kind of turned
Scorpion
that around.
King.
Scorpion King.
Those were straight to VHS.
No, he turned some of those. He's a movie star. I mean, he is an
but
absolute
Tom
movie
Cruise,
star.
I think, is like, Tom Cruise doesn't make as many movies. And when they come out, like the Mission Impossible movies, they're must watch.
Yeah. I'm not a Tom Cruise guy. Kind of a dink.
Oh, and that bothers you? So you won't watch Tom Cruise hang off the side of an airplane and then have
I do like that he does his own stunts for those.
Okay.
That's cool to me.
Those movies
I'm not sure
are
it's
awesome.
Wise, but it's cool.
Those movies are tremendous.
So are all the Rock's movies. He's funny
not
when, he,
really.
When he's with Kevin Hart, when he's
Skyscraper,
with Ryan Reynolds, when he's with
Jungle
Shunt.
Cruise. They're all fine.
We're not going to say Central Intelligence was good, are we?
Jungle Cruise was kind of good. It was
I
a good
was
family
fine.
Flick.
Yeah, it was like it wanted to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
It was better. I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean. Overrated.
The first one?
9 7/8 fingers
tremendous.
Himself.
Tremendous. Are you seriously?
I don't really like
are
Pirates
you
of the Caribbean.
Saying, for the record, you didn't like the first Pirates of the Caribbean
Yeah, I don't
movie.
Care for any of them.
Wow.
What?
You know what, actually? I'm grateful for this segment. It was a nice breather from all the Celtics talk. We've got Celtics and more coming up with Mego in just a couple minutes. Some Patriots thoughts. Are you going to tell me, the text line's backing you up that the original Pirates of the Caribbean isn't a good movie?
No defensive little weenie. It's someone saying, WTF, it's obviously Leonardo DiCaprio and then Matt Damon, question mark.
What's the last Matt Damon movie that did boffo box office?
I don't know. Well, to be fair.
Thor Ragnarok.
Now, see, Chris, I would say Chris Hemsworth is almost more of a box office draw now than Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
DiCaprio's pretty big time. He's
a star, yeah, for sure.
But there's
and
also
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's making a
now
bunch
see,
of movies.
See, Karate
again.
Train. I am looking forward
Bullet
to
train.
Seeing.
Bullet
I,
Train.
No, I'm calling it Karate Train. Like Taken is the movie's called Taken. It's really called Old Man Karate Chop to the Throat. That's what it's called. It's called Dad Porn. It's revenge fantasy dad porn.
What are we doing here?
That's what those you watch Taken and you're telling me there aren't so many other guys out there that are just like, yeah, it's what I want to do.
I've Isn't dad porn porn?
No.
Oh. Just assumed it was.
Well, anyway, Nick, you're right. Brad Pitt, still a movie star. Karate Train. Yes, I know it's called Bullet Train. Karate Train is going to be awesome.
I'm interested in that. I'll watch that. There's a lot of stars. I think the text line is right. There's still a decent number of movie
stars. You know what? I am glad you do not have a movie podcast, and I don't imagine that, Ryan Von Davey and
views?
Rich Keefe will be having you on the Dork Podcast or the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Screw
that. Latest
them.
Episode coming out this week, and of course you can get that, the Six Rings Pod, and so many more wherever you get your podcasts, and of course at WEEI.com. Speaking of karate trains, Megan Ottolini is going to join us from San Francisco in just a couple minutes to talk Game 2, Celtics-Warriors. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.